Alabama wants to enact a strict abortion ban. Lawmakers proposed legislation this week that would make abortions at any stage of pregnancy a felony unless the mother's health is at risk. Another big issue this week, state prisons. The Department of Justice issued a blistering report on violent and deadly conditions in Alabama's prisons. Now the state has a deadline to act. WBHM's Gigi Duban checked in with Don Daly of Alabama Public Television for reaction from lawmakers.
People from Governor Ivey on down have said that they recognize the seriousness of this issue, but at the same time, they're saying that a lot of the things that have been pointed out in the DOJ report this week were things that the state was already aware of, and they say the state is already working to solve some of these very issues.
And so they essentially, it sounds like, are saying we've known about these problems and we have plans to address them. Now, do you sense that there's any more urgency behind this with not only the Justice Department's report, but also the trial that's been ongoing examining the horrendously inadequate, as a federal judge put it, mental health care in the prison system?
Yes, I think there's been a general sense of urgency about this this week. The DOJ did brief Governor Ivey and legislative leadership about these issues this week before the report was made public. Senator Cam Ward of Alabaster, who's the Senate Judiciary Committee chair and who also works closely with the Prison Oversight Committee, said that that committee would get to work on some of these things fairly soon. And Governor Ivey said late this week that the DOJ, or at least officials from the DOJ, are scheduled to meet with legislative leadership in the next couple of weeks to talk more specifically about the concerns and about how the legislature might address them. So some of these things might overshadow other more big-ticket items in the upcoming legislative session and beyond, because I think the state is taking this very seriously. Because the report does open the state up to a possible federal lawsuit if the DOJ isn't satisfied that the state is reacting in a timely manner.
There is a timeline that has been established for the state to begin to remedy some of these issues. Has there not been?
Yes, the DOJ gave the state 49 days to respond to the concerns that were raised in this report. And that response, we assume, would include things like legislation that's in the works or is in the long-range planning stages, and ongoing efforts to address some of these very concerns, including the hiring of new correctional officers.
Alabama is one of a handful of states to propose a strict abortion ban. It is the latest one to do so. This is a wave where we've seen Republicans try to overturn Roe versus Wade, the landmark U.S. Supreme Court decision that legalized abortion. Tell us a little bit more about Alabama's abortion bill.
Obviously, it goes further than any other abortion restriction bill has gone that's come before the legislature in recent years. It would ban abortion within 2 weeks of conception, which proponents of the legislation say is the earliest that a pregnancy can be medically determined. And as you mentioned, the sponsor of the legislation, Representative Terry Collins of Decatur, says one of her goals here is to possibly have this become a case that goes before the U.S. Supreme Court, where Roe versus Wade, the decision that legalized abortion back in the 70s, might be reviewed by the high court.
Now, this proposed bill would include exemptions for the health of the mother, but not for rape and incest.
And that has been seen as maybe overly restrictive by some lawmakers as this moves through the process. They're not necessarily against the bill in principle, but they feel like it maybe is a little too strict and they'd like to see some of these things addressed.
Who's come out in opposition to this bill and what are they saying?
When word first filtered down that the bill was being drafted, and since it was formally introduced in the last week, the ACLU of Alabama, which is well known for its opposition to any type of legislation that would restrict abortion in the state, says it is ready to fight this bill as well. The ACLU has always said that it finds it ironic, among other things, that the state has continued to consider or either pass legislation that they know will be challenged in the courts and cost taxpayers hundreds of thousands of dollars to defend. But then we go back to Representative Collins' original premise, saying that one of the reasons that she took it this far was that she'd like for this to go all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. So she is sort of welcoming a legal challenge to this to possibly see it go to all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court.
That's Don Daly, host of Alabama Public Television's Capital Journal, speaking with WBHM's Gigi Duban. You can hear a wrap-up of the week's legislative news most Fridays during the legislative session.